The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is sponsored by Cleveland Right to Life and is responsible for its content.
Welcome to From the Median, a daily report from the front line of the pro-life movement, discussing two worldviews that are driving our culture in opposite directions. From the Median asks, which side of the road are you on? What direction do you want our culture to go? Tune in as we plan the route that takes us back to the culture of life. And now your host, Molly Smith.
Good evening and welcome to From the Median, where we are concerned with the middle ground, not just to understand both sides of an argument, but also to awaken the consciences of those who are neutral or indifferent to this, the greatest civil rights movement of all times, the pro-life movement.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Jerry Serino Jr., and I'm your co-host and part-time host of From the Median podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Very grateful for everyone who's listening. I have a real treat for you today. Is my guest today is Anton Kresik, and he is the founder of 7 Week Coffee. So this is not a show for an advertisement per se, but we all love coffee and we certainly love life and want to help life every way we can. And Anton is here to tell his story about how and why he started his coffee company and what he does with some of the proceeds from his business. So first of all, Anton, thanks so much for coming on. It's great to see you again.
Yeah, Jerry, thanks for having me on. It's great to connect with you again.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to, you know, before we get into the coffee, because I drink coffee every day, multiple times a day, and it's really, you know, let's face it, everyone does. And I purposely boycott Starbucks. Not only do I not like their coffee, I don't like their politics, and so I don't want to give any money to them. And so if and when there's an opportunity to support a good business, a good cause, I think we all should do that. And yours is one of them, because everyone drinks coffee, let's be honest, just about. So, But I want to start with you and your background. So I'm here in Cleveland. This show is sponsored by Cleveland Right to Life, and you're a Cleveland native. So let's start with, you know, a little bit on your background, and then we'll get into the side of your life and your business right now that is most exciting. So where are you from and where'd you go to school around here?
Yeah, so Cleveland native, grew up on the west side in Columbia Station near Strongsville, went to St. Ed's High School in Lakewood, went to college at Cleveland State University. Yeah, grew up there, still a huge Cleveland sports fan to this day, and that's never leaving.
Excellent. I didn't realize you were also a Cleveland State alum, so something else we have in common. And, okay, so let me ask about your business. So what sort of came first, in a sense, you know, the desire to get into, I guess there may be three things. I mean, you, obviously your business and what you started is an entrepreneurial adventure. You didn't go and work for a corporation, at least now. You have a love maybe for coffee, and you also have a love for life. So, you know, what kind of came first, or how did it all come about?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a combination of a few passions. One, being passionate for entrepreneurship, but also a passion for living out a Christian business. Like the idea of like Christians should be involved in the marketplace. I always believed in that. Billy Graham famously said that the next move of God would be Christians in the marketplace. The idea of that, like, we don't have to be stuck within the church and our values only stay there. We can live those out in the real world. And one of those things is through business. So I've always been passionate about that, and also very passionate about the life issue. So it's definitely a few different things coming together, but that's kind of what formed 7 Weeks Coffee. And oddly enough, when I had the idea, the first memory I had of the pro-life, you know, movement, understanding it, was when I got to visit Cleveland Pregnancy Center. So it was the first pregnancy center I ever got to visit. I was moved by what they did. This was in 2019. years ago, and that was just so eye opening by, you know, the life saving work they're doing in, you know, their community, in the Cleveland community. And that's obviously happening around the country with tons of pregnancy centers. So I always remember that. And fast forward to 2021, when I started 7 Weeks Coffee, it was out of that mission to give back to local centers. And that first center we ever gave back to was Cleveland Pregnancy Center. It's cool to see that kind of come full circle.
Yeah. So let's get into that. So one of the things that 7 Weeks Coffee, so anyone could go to 7weekscoffee.com, and please do, and check them out. And, but you give proceeds. Part of what your business model is, in a sense, is that you give proceeds to pro-life organization. So give us, I see online. So I would also suggest anyone listening to follow 7 Weeks Coffee on social media, because there's great stuff on there. And, but you do post a lot every time you hit sort of a milestone of the amounts of money that you give to organizations. So where are you at with that?
Yeah. So it started with the idea of, like, let's donate 10% of every sale, kind of leading with our tithe. Every purchase that a consumer makes, they know directly how much we're giving back. It's a huge portion of our profits to have this, like, upfront business model. We don't donate, you know, when we have money left over, we donate right off the top. And it's a great way to have this transparency effect. And yeah, every month we've been updating how much we've been able to give and give back to local centers. So we're almost 3 years old. That first month we started, we donated $800, because we sold $8,000 worth of coffee. We donated $800 to the local centers, one being the Cleveland Pregnancy Center. And so now, which has been really cool to see, is we're not even 3 years old yet, we've been able to raise and donate over $350,000. And we're partnering and supporting over 800 pregnancy centers and pro-life organizations across the country. So it really just started with this idea of giving back. And we're so grateful to consumers, because this is not us, you know, making this donations. This is just presenting this opportunity to pro-lifers across the country, saying, hey, if you drink coffee, if you care about this life issue like we do, we're going to give you this opportunity to drink world-class, amazing specialty coffee and make a difference. And we're just transparent with that. We show it to everyone. We say, hey, this is how much we're donating. This is who we're supporting each month. And we're just getting started, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's amazing. That amount of money in that short amount of time is fantastic, Anton. And congratulations to you and your business in that short period of time that you're able to do so well. And it's not just simply because it's a good cause that people are becoming customers, right? It's because of the coffee. And so when I had you on my show, maybe over a year or so ago, we talked about the specifics of your coffee. Because again, I'm a coffee lover. I drink it black because I just want it pure as it is. And I, you know, it's great, but there's a lot of lousy coffee out there, I'm being honest. Mm-hmm. And when you talk to me about all the ins and outs of your coffee, it's not just like, hey, we packaged it for a pro-life, you know, packaging so that pro-lifers buy our coffee. It's good coffee. So tell us about your coffee, how you chose it, and what people can expect when they drink it.
Yeah. It started with the definition of success, which is, you know, a belief that we have an unparalleled mission, but also have an unparalleled product. So that's how you really achieve success. It's like you said, it's not just saying we're pro-life. It's providing a product that we think is going to be far superior to any, you know, other product out there in the coffee market. So we like to say we can win on both fronts. We source our coffee. So it really comes down to us how you source, import, and roast your coffee. So we are really just privileged to work with some of the best sourcing providers in the world. So most coffee is bought through a brokerage. So it's like a blind brokerage. You're buying coffee online through these giant selling conglomerates. There's no direct understanding of where that coffee is necessarily coming from or the farmers. We don't do that. So we buy directly from farmers across the world. Every farmer we know personally through our sourcing providers. So any bag of coffee you drink on our website, we personally know the farmers who grew that coffee. So it gives us unparalleled assurance in the supply chain and also the quality. So we know how our coffee is grown, how it's taken care of, you know, how they're farming it, all these things that, like, you would care about anything else when you're, you know, if you're buying a produce or some type of something from a local grocery store. It's like you care about how things are sourced, and that's what makes coffee good. And so we have this amazing sourcing supply chain that most companies don't have as well. So it's called direct trade. That's how we buy our coffee. We're not only just, you know, helping the farmers, but we're paying them legitimate wages. There's no middleman. And it provides a superior product. And I think consumers have noticed that, because our favorite review, Jerry, is when people write in, I bought the coffee just because I want to support the cause, but I'm buying it again because I absolutely love the coffee too. That happens time and time again.
Yeah, good. Well, that is the aspect of success, because you could potentially be somewhat successful just focusing on, you know, on the image per se, but ultimately it's a great product, and that is really key. And coffee drinkers know good coffee versus bad coffee, right? Absolutely. And that's important. So that's really cool. So I want to ask a few questions or get some introspective into your experience now with a few years under your belt. And I see on the social media that you've actually been working with a number of pretty impressive people that are marketing and doing some advertising for you. Tell me about that. Tell me about some of the people that are in the pro-life movement that you have been working with, and what that experience has been like.
Yeah, it's been awesome just to, you know, over the last couple of years as this brand has grown and the people we get to interact with. It's fun. We get to advertise with some really great people. One, Lila Rose in the pro-life space. She's an amazing advocate for life with Live Action. Got to know her a little bit and sponsor her. And we work with a couple others like Allie Beth Stuckey and Alyssa Childers. Mm-hmm. Just great people who are very unapologetically pro-life. And it's been awesome to get to know them, but also work with them. As we share this mission and tell this story of what 7 Weeks Coffee is about, we work with a lot more pro-life organizations as well. And like I said, we're now partnering with over 800 pro-life organizations. So you know, those partnerships continue to grow. And it's really just this idea of our mission has become, you know, this way we can financially support pro-life work at a local level. So it really has come full circle that we are on a mission to fund the pro-life movement one cup of coffee at a time. So it's been fun who we've gotten to meet through that, and you know, it's continue to partner with.
Yeah, that's exciting. That's really exciting. And the names you mentioned are really great people. So again, it's also great to involve people like that in your business. So who works with you? So I see, again, I don't know all the ins and outs, but I believe your wife, is she involved, and or do you have family members that are working with you?
Yeah. So my wife helps us out a lot with all our conferences. So my wife and I still do all the traveling. We like to, it's funny, like we're a small business. We have a small team of like people that like work, you know, work for us and are on the 7 Weeks Coffee team. But my wife and I always love doing the conferences together. So we'll travel to, you know, 5, 6, 7 conferences a year, have our booth, meet with people, meet with pro-life advocates. It's really just helps us always to put the mission in front of us, to just interact with people in the pro-life movement. But yeah, it's been awesome to do that together as a couple.
Yeah, that's very, very cool. So going back into your sort of pro-life history, you know, especially, you know, you're a younger guy, those that are listening, you know, Anton is fairly young, and that's really inspiring to see young people who are taking such a great position on the issue of life. You know, tell me about your journey. Were you always pro-life? Do you get your sort of your passion for the life issue from your parents? You went to St. Ned's here in Cleveland. Was it from there? Tell me about that background, as well as your wife's too, because obviously she's an advocate for life as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess I'll start with me. I grew up in a Christian home. So I was always like theologically pro-life. I always believed in that. But I didn't really have much involvement until in 2019, I got to intern at my church, Grace Church, which is in Middleburg Heights. And part of the internship was to visit a local center, which I was mentioning earlier. But really during that time was just this great like personal conviction. I think that's what sometimes is missing in pro-life. I guess in the pro-life messaging and just, I don't know, the belief that we need people to come to a personal conviction on the life issue. Like this to understand the gravity of it, to understand the severity of it, to see it as like the greatest human rights, you know, issue of our time. And I definitely during that time internalized that. And that's what's led to, you know, obviously this company and what we're trying to do, which is to spread a message of life, but also to really have people just think. And I think that's what's great about coffee is you can sit and think about something over a cup of coffee and mm-hmm. you can talk to people over a cup of coffee. And yeah, I think that's what's missing. And so same for my, I guess, answering your question totally. My wife grew up in a Christian home, but similarly was pro-life, but never really thought about it. And the sense of personal conviction, which is what's been awesome, because this mission that we're doing with 7 Weeks Coffee is our convictions, are what we're doing as a couple. And yeah, we want to keep sharing that. Like, we want people to all come to a personal conviction on life.
Yeah, great. That's great to hear. So I want to go then back a little bit with the type of coffee. So if you actually go to your website, and I know we talked about it last time, the coffee is Ethiopia or Ethiopian. Tell me about the specifics and why that coffee is better or unique and what you guys do to ensure that it's really good coffee.
Oh yeah. So it's funny. So since we talked last time, we actually have a lot more coffees to offer. So Ethiopian was one of the first coffees we offered. Now we have coffee from Haiti, Dominican Republic, Brazil, Honduras, Colombia. So all of it is under that same direct trade sourcing umbrella, where we get to, you know the farmers and get to understand how they farm it and how we buy from them and help their local business. I mean, that's what's really cool is our new Ethiopian coffee we're offering is directly like, you know, helping share the gospel actually to, you know, to people in Ethiopia through this direct trade sourcing. So it's really cool how it all kind of comes full circle. But yeah, so since we last talked, we have added a lot more coffee. So people who, like you, Jerry, who love coffee, want to try, you know, the different origins, mm-hmm. I would definitely recommend trying some of the Caribbean origins now, like the Brazil. Well, I guess Honduras is more the Caribbean, and Dominican Republic and Haiti are some really cool coffees. So it's all good stuff. I mean, we want to get people addicted to supporting life and drinking good coffee.
Yeah. Yeah, and people go through it. I mean, we have we were in the pro-life conference here in Cleveland, and we have it at a hotel. And of course, they use Starbucks coffee because that's, you know, I'm presuming that's who the hotel mm-hmm. you know has a contract with and stuff like that. And I was talking to a colleague, or you know, someone who also volunteers for this event. I'm like, why do we got to do something about this? So I'm gonna keep you in mind and put you in touch with the people, because that's what we need to do. And I'm being dead serious. This is not a paid advertisement. I invited Anton on when he was on my show, and I invited him on this one because I think we need to support good pro-life companies. And when we could, you know, have the added benefit of having really good coffee, hey, why not? Right. Where do you see your business going? I mean, obviously you want to grow and you want to continue to add more and do more. And the more you grow and succeed, obviously that amount of money that is given out to pregnancy centers is going to increase as well. So, you know, where do you see your business going in the next 5 years?
Yeah, we're definitely in the growth mode. And over the next 5 years, I think we have an immense opportunity to meet and support with, you know, almost every pregnancy center or pro-life organization in the country. So we're about halfway there. We have over 800, close to 850 in terms of partnerships and the organization we support. So we'd love to meet the rest of them and continue to find ways to support them financially. We want to start working with more churches and events and other, you know, Christian organizations or faith-based groups that have coffee shops. So just kind of being a resource through, you know, a coffee ministry essentially, and ultimately supporting life. So I think we have a lot of opportunity in front of us to grow. And, you know, the life issue is in the forefront of a lot of people's eyes right now. And it's still a battle. So if the battle is raging, we need to continue to support the fight. So that's what we're there for.
Yeah, the fight is not going away, even with the downfall of Roe v. Wade, by no stretch of the imagination off the table. So this is something we're going to have to continue fighting for and fighting against. And so it'll constantly be there. Let's just say that much. So a couple of questions. So do you guys have the Keurig cups?
Yes,
I know a lot of people do those. Or are you getting those? You do.
We do have. We just launched those. Okay. Yeah, last fall.
Oh, perfect. And part of the reason I ask is because my mom had went to order and was, I think it was close to maybe a few months ago. And I think, it was after you were on the first time on my show. That was it. And she wanted to get the K-Cups and you said, oh, they're coming out soon. So a lot of people use those. We use those. I would suggest checking it out since you can get that now, regardless of how you drink your coffee. So we have to sort of come to an end. One of the things that I didn't ask, and I'm hoping that anyone listening is hopefully pro-lifer, but just in case you're someone in the middle of the road and decided to, listen to this episode, why 7 weeks? Where did you get the name? I know it, but why 7 weeks coffee?
Yeah, I love telling the story. So when I had the idea to start a pro-life coffee company, I called my wife. It's like, I want to start this pro-life coffee company. What do you think? And she asked the question that inspired the name because she's a nurse. She's like, sometimes moms refer to their expecting baby as my little bean, or it's like kind of like a term or a saying. And she said, when is a baby the size of a coffee bean? So I look it up. At 7 weeks, a baby is the size of a coffee bean. And it's the same time a heartbeat is detected on ultrasound. And our mission is to support pregnancy care centers, which provide ultrasound services. So that's how we got the name 7 weeks. It kind of has a double meaning, but I think it describes our mission to the T. And it's been fun to tell that story. People love the name.
Yeah, I do too, because it's eye-opening to people who don't necessarily know all this, or they're pro-abortion, or they're in the middle of the road, mm-hmm. and you remind them it's 7 weeks, 7 weeks, like that's nothing as far as, how far along a woman is. A woman isn't even showing really at that point, or may not mm-hmm. even know she's pregnant, and it's 7 weeks you have a heartbeat. It's really amazing and incredible. So what do you have coming up in the next few months? Do you have any events you're going to that people listening maybe could be aware and kind of look for you?
Yeah, absolutely. We're traveling this week. So today's the April 22nd. We're leaving for Heartbeat International Conference in Salt Lake City. We're coming back for a few days. Then we're driving to Tennessee for a homeschool conference the first week of May called Teach Them Diligently. So we're doing that one. And then during the Roe v. Wade anniversary, the Dobbs decision in June, in DC, we're doing an event with Students for Life. That's, I think, June 20th through the 23rd. So we have a handful of events coming up. And then this fall, we're going back to CareNet's National Conference. So we're traveling. We're always out there. And events are a lot of fun. We love meeting other people.
Yeah, that's really great. Keep up the great work with it. And I would say that it's easy for us as individuals to order the coffee. Go to 7 weeks coffee. I know I brought it up to our church that I'm a part of, because they have events in their party rooms and they do all sorts of things. And, hey, get your coffee from somewhere that is not Starbucks or something like that. So if you are Amen. Someone that could encourage your pastor or your church to do this, again, let's give our money to places that are going to be turned around and given to very, very good and noble causes. So, hey, Anton, so much for coming on, man. I really appreciate it. And I wish you all the best. And
thank you so much. I'm happy to be here. And thanks for letting me share our story.
Absolutely. Thank you. And thank all of you for listening. And remember, 7 weeks coffee. Go check it out and enjoy. You're sipping that first cup. Just remember you're helping life. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Don't go anywhere. I will be back with you right after this very short break with another world-class, inspiring guest. You all know about Mike Lindell and MyPillow. You also all know that MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way that they used to. They've been part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the saving directly on to you. They're having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some of you may not even know about. To get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillow, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel set, $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels, you've guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillow with the all-new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size, just $25. This amazing offer won't last long, so order now. Just go to MyPillow.com or call 800-641-0466. Again, 800-641-0466 and use promo code MyPillow.com/Molly. Every item you order using this 800 number and promo code MyPillow.com/Molly means Cleveland Right to Life earns life dollars to help us achieve our mission of protecting all human life. Check out their amazing merchandise and help us to protect the innocent babies in the womb.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.